Welcome back, 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on Friday afternoons, I'd like to get together with Philip Schwartz, Washington Times investigative reporter, for this week's Golden Hammer Award, presented for examples of waste, fraud, and abuse. Hello, Philip. How are you?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. All right, here we go. This week's winner is...
the Department of Energy.
Again?
Again.
Man, this marks, what, the third or fourth time for them?
Yeah, exactly. And we've done a couple of stories, not Golden Hammer stories, just on waste at the Energy Department as well.
Yeah. All right, so what did they do?
So, you know, that's actually part of the problem is that they keep getting Golden Hammer. There's repeated examples of waste. So the Government Accountability Office, which is, you know, the investigative arm run by Congress, they really took a look at the Department of Energy and tried to find out, you know, why some of these repeated examples of waste are happening. And in this particular instance, it's the Department of Energy office called the National Nuclear Security Administration. And they are working on building a nuclear power plant fueled by plutonium. The problem is that the project is over its initial budget by $3 billion.
B, with a B, billion.
With a B, yeah.
Okay.
Which is just an astounding price tag.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how much of this is going to wind up being wasted. But the thing that the GAO finds most the scariest is that no one in the NNSA has studied why it's $3 billion over its price tag.
Because somebody's sending them bills, perhaps, for work that hasn't been completed?
Well, that's, I mean, you know, they didn't really look at what were the cost drivers of raising the price tag. And, you know, they did a review. They tried to find out, you know, what was, you know, making the money increase, but they didn't look at why it was happening. So basically, GAO is extremely frightened that this could easily happen again because no one at the Department of Energy has learned anything.
All right. Now, I want to try to get a handle on this special power plant. It burns a product known as MOX. What the heck is that?
Yeah, it stands for mixed oxide fuel, and it's from plutonium. And it's basically an agreement between the U.S. and Russia to draw down some of our nuclear stockpiles. So instead of using this plutonium for nuclear bombs, they can instead use it for this special fuel.
Ah, okay. Well, I do indeed learn something every week in dealing with the Golden Hammer Award.
The problem is there is just such a culture of problems on some of these major construction projects. And in fact, GAO has listed, in fact, I have the exact wording here right now, that DOE construction projects are at a high risk of fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. You know, part of the reason the price tag of this site is $3 billion over what it originally was that energy officials approved a cost and schedule for the project before the planning stage had even been completed and before designs were even drawn up. So they approved a budget without even knowing what they were building.
That's amazing. I hear some steps are being taken to correct this. Do we know what they are?
Right. So the good news is that NNSA is withholding some money from the contractors. It's currently withheld payments of about $52.8 million. And it says, you know, it's not going to give these payments to the contractors because there's been things like delays in schedules or cost overruns on the part of the contractors. So it's good that they have an eye on that, that they're willing to withhold money if the people building the project are doing something wrong. The issue is that the GAO says, you know, nobody has any idea how much of the blame is on the contractors and how much of the blame is on the department. So while it's good that they're withholding money from the contractors unless things are done properly, the GAO said, you know, we're still going to wind up wasting millions, possibly billions of dollars unless somebody takes a look at what the department is doing wrong and holds somebody in the department accountable.
Yeah, it occurs to me that there's no wonder lawmakers have called for the end of the Department of Energy. You know, I mean, honestly, we've talked about this particular department, as you mentioned at the onset, many times, and not just for the Golden Hammer Awards. It's obvious to me that there are a lot of people down there just don't know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, and the problem is it's a huge agency. They have laboratories and facilities all over the country. This particular instance was at their South Carolina Savannah River site. And they just oversee billions and billions of dollars in projects and research every year. And it's just examples like this that show that they really don't have the best handle on what exactly is going on.
All right. Well, Philip, as always, thank you for the update. This week's winner, the Department of Energy, the National Nuclear Security Administration. They get the golden hammer from the Washington Times. Thanks, Philip. We'll do it next week.
Thanks so much. See you later.
Philip Swartz, Washington Times investigative reporter. It's 1239, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Political editor Stephen Dynan coming up next.